Adelaide is seeking to rise above the pack with a new campaign by the YWCA of Adelaide. The campaign encourages men to be leaders in their communities and help create safer places. The Wild's Sam Talbot with that report.
All forms of violence are wrong, but also, just, I guess, giving a sense that if you feel the need to prove you are someone or that you are important or valuable by taking power over another person, then that's actually a great sign of your insecurity and your lack of power. So I guess for me it's a message that all forms of violence are wrong, but particularly the kind where one person uses their privilege or their position in society to exert power over another.
Brad Chilcott is the National Director of Welcome to Australia and one of the men featured in Rise Above the Pack. The campaign features men from the South Australian community on posters accompanied by a personal message they have written to another man in their life. Chelsea Lewis, the Communications and Engagement Manager at the YWCA, says she is confident the message will get through to men and they will embrace the campaign.
There's two main aims with this campaign. The first one is to start reframing the conversation away from victim blaming and to start focusing on perpetrator responsibility. And the other aim of the campaign is to encourage people to think about how they can be positive bystanders in their daily lives. If there are things that are happening, that they can take some action or step in or speak up.
And the campaign is working by getting men from our community to send their own personal message to the rest of the community. So how did you select the men that you used?
What we did was we invited a range of male leaders in our community and asked them if they'd like to be involved. And so there's people like the Premier of South Australia and the Leader of the Opposition, the Deputy Police Commissioner, the Lord Mayor of the City of Adelaide, a range of visible, well-known community leaders that we invited to participate. And then there were a range of men who heard about the project along the way and they volunteered to be involved. And so there's this wonderful cross-section of people who are represented in the 20 men who were part of this, I guess, the start of the campaign. And I think the really strong message that comes through with that is that addressing violence against women and creating safe spaces is a whole of community responsibility, and it will involve those who are in leadership, but it will also involve everyday ordinary people who can be leaders in their own lives.
Why only use men on the posters? Why aren't I seeing any women sending their message to the community on the posters?
This campaign is about engaging men to be role models and ambassadors, and it's about inviting men to communicate to other men. And so the men are the target audience of this, and we wanted men to be role models to other men. And so that's why it's a male-led project.
I guess just on that, my question is, why can't a woman be a role model for a man?
Oh, absolutely. Women are role models for men. And I think that women have actually been the ones who have done a lot of the work in this space for decades, if not centuries, and we're at a critical turning point in the Australian community right now in particular around violence against women, and the profile of the issue and the attention and the investment that is being put into this issue is finally happening. So I think women have done a lot of work for a long time, and there's now, like I say, there's this bit of this turning point happening, and there is a recognition that men have to be part of this conversation and they have to step up and they need to start doing something about this issue as well.
Chelsea Lewis, Communications and Engagement Manager at the YWCA. Brian Butler is an Aboriginal elder and is one of the men featured in the poster campaign. He has a simple message for the men in his community.
Like I do today, like I have in the past, and which I'll continue to do in the future, I will tell young men and men in the men's groups that the greatest lever, if you like, or thing for happy family, happy life is love. And without love and lateral love for everything else, there isn't anything. You can't run a family, you can't run your job, you can't care for yourself or for anyone else if you don't believe in the principles of lateral love.
Aboriginal Elder Brian Butler speaking to The Wire's Sam Talbot.